Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
sing it,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there,
I'll be singing up there,
yes, sir.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ, of Central Church of Christ, located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He'll also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. So we ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. I hope that you had a nice day yesterday. Yesterday was Valentine's Day, and I hope that your man didn't wait to the last minute and then run in Walgreens or something, snatch up something. But anyway, hope that you had a good day yesterday. We had us a nice little dinner, eat out at a Papa restaurant yesterday, and just took a time, wasn't no big hurry, and we just had a wonderful day. So we just hope that each one of you had a good balanced time today on yesterday. But it's it's sort of strange that we go through that. We go through all of those emotions and things on yesterday, and then today we just go back to fussing and hollering at each other. But I wish Valentine's Day was 365 days a year where we could love one another. When you turn on the news, you wouldn't hear nothing about no shootings or anything of that sort. Just the other day, well, yesterday, took a loved one to the grave site that committed suicide and shot herself in the head. I won't mention the number, but I would love for all of our ladies on this program to participate in. It's the Thursday night ladies class at 7:30. Thursday night's ladies class at 7:30. I'm going to mention this number now, and then I'm going to mention it at the end of the program to give you a chance to get your pencil and paper, because maybe for the first time, you may just want to dial in. You may want to just dial in, and then you'll find what this information is all about. But it's the ladies class, and they're doing an outstanding job. It's about 30-some ladies on right now for this program. But the dial-in number, if you don't have a computer and all those kinds of things where you can be seen on the program, the dial-in number is 646-558-8656. I'll repeat it again at the end of the program if you got your pencil and your paper, because I'd love for you to be a part of that program. 646-558-8656. What's troubling you nowadays? We can preach on David and Goliath, and we can preach on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and all those kind of things. But what is really troubling you nowadays? As I mentioned before, just yesterday morning, I buried a young lady who had committed suicide. Just this morning when we get up, we turn on the TV pretty early, about 5 o'clock majority of the time. We turn the TV on pretty early. Somebody already been shot at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning. What's going on? Every day, somebody is pulling the trigger. So what's troubling you? Is the lack of the world? Is the world's lack of love for God? Is it the foolishness of atheism? Is it our nation's lack of concern for doing righteousness? Is it your neighbor's lack of life like Christ? Is it your family's lack of love for Christ and his church? What's going on? What's really troubling you this morning? Is it your children's disrespect for authority? Just a while ago, listening to the television, some young boy, in middle school, bought a gun to school, and the gun fired some kind of way. Didn't want to get hurt. But I'm just wondering, has his mama been listening to the news lately? Has he been listening to the news lately? How did that gun end up in school when there's so much talk about getting the guns out of the school? This is what I'm trying to figure out. Has this young man been listening, young lady, have they been listening to the local news? And so there's always some, is it your children's disrespect for authority? Is it that you feel that you are not pleasing to God? What's going on? What's troubling you? Is it your neglect to study God's word as a final authority? And are you failing to worship him? Is the fact that you know to do good and you just have not done it? What's going on? What's troubling you? Is it because you think that no one cares for your life, for your soul? God cares. Christ cares. Central Church of Christ cares. And I know you have some family members that cares. So what's going on? Are you plugged into the right sources, which is the Bible? So what's going on with that? We'd love to assist in that, the Central Church of Christ at 473 Powder Springs Street, in Smyrna, Georgia. We're calling you to worship with us. Be a part of our Bible study class. Be a part of our worship class. We're not meeting in the building on Wednesday, but we are meeting on Zoom on Wednesday. But our regular worship services start Bible study at 9 and worship at 10. And so we'd love to, for you to plug in to the light source, which is the Bible and which is Central Church of Christ. Also, I want to mention right in this middle of this, that number is 646-558-8656, Thursday nights at 7:30. Tune into that. Well, yesterday was the love day, but the Bible is full of love opportunities. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is what we look at as the love book. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, beginning with verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. That word charity means love. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, and though I could remove mountains and have not charity, he says, I am nothing. Now, in this particular book, the 13th, I want you to understand what people think that they can do. Some people think they can still prophesy, which they cannot. Some think they can still understand mysteries of the Bible, but there's no mysteries in the Bible. And the conclusion of this is that the greatest of these is really just love. So listen to what it says. Begin with verse 3. And I will store all my goods to feed the poor. And though I have my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Charity or love suffereth long, is kind. Charity vaunteth not itself. It vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. It does not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Hope all things. Endureth all things. Charity or love never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. And whether there shall be tongues, they shall cease. And whether there shall be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, and shall be known even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these are love. Oh, that's the love chapter. And God is trying to tell us there's some kind of way we need to tap into that. All of these things that's happened in schools, coming from a house, from a mama, from a daddy, from a uncle, or from a cousin, a grandmama. This child who just took the gun to school and the gun went off and didn't hurt nobody, he came from somebody's house in middle school. What's going on? What's going on in our schools today? We used to go to school for reading, writing, and arithmetic. Our focus was on trying to get an education. But the majority of kids I know today, they go for a fight. They go for disruption. The teacher can't find them. police station is in the school. They can't find you. What's going on where there is a major fight or something going on in our school system every day? You go in Walmart just to get your groceries. What's going on? You on aisle 4, they're on aisle 6. Next thing you know, both of y'all trying to get the same loaf of bread. You end up in the parking lot. Somebody else is either being shot, killed, dead, or whatever. What's going on with this pressure point that we have? Somebody looked at you wrong. Why did y'all get in the fight? Well, he looked at me crazy. He cockeyed it. That's the only thing he can do. He can't see straight. He come on now. What's going on? All of this seems to start from the home. You fight on your job, but remember, you just left a home. You fight in school, but you just left a home. You can't get along nowhere, church or wherever it be, but you just left somebody's protective home. What's going on? It seemed like to me that this attitude and these conducts and things like that, somebody ought to recognize that when your child leaves home in the morning. I'm thinking that most of the bags that you have nowadays are clear bags where you can see what's in the bag. I know it is around here in Georgia. We got several schools that demand that you bring a clear bag to school. So how does a gun get in there, or a knife, or something to hurt somebody? And then why would you go to school with that in your mind, intending to do that? Come on, people. Come on, Christian people. Let's stand up for folk who are in our home. Father, help us to recognize the power of the house, the household, or the home, the power of mama, daddy, grandmama, those who are in charge. Help us to recognize the power of that. Listen to the news. You already see somebody else got shot. You already see somebody else bought a gun in school. You already see somebody stab somebody. You already see a young man who comes to school, got a grievance against his teacher, and he's just in the fourth grade. What's going on with that? Parents, 23. Listen to the latest program on Thursday night. 646-558-8656. Father, help us to go through this day without the hurt or harm of anyone, and continue to bless those on this program, that the next time we meet, that there be loss of no one from this program. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.